alternate. And Tamara, if you'll read that, please.
I will. I move that only meetings for marginalized or oppressed communities, e.g. BIPOC, LGBTQ+, women, as well as men's groups, continue to be listed on the WSO website to provide safe spaces in the service of carrying the message Tradition 5, that the fellowship maintain its Tradition 4 option to delist any only groups that negatively affect ACA as a whole, for example, by using offensive language or by alienating marginalized or oppressed adult children, which would violate Tradition 5. The voting results were 73 in favor and 9 opposed, 89%.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let me see. We'll now hear any minority opinion. If you wish to speak in the minority, please raise your hand.
And Mary Jo, that's 1 minute, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And the minority opinion is available to anybody who voted no to this proposal on the worldwide online voting, just to be clear. Okay. All right. We have one minority opinion person. We'll ask you, you'll have 1 minute. And will somebody please unmute there?
Yeah. All right. I believe that I need to look at it. All right. Violation of tradition four, that delisting a meeting is who decides what offensive is, and that actually delisting a meeting does violate Tradition 5 because it's not carrying the message to whomever needs it. It's only carrying it to people that whoever is deciding gets to decide whether or not that they're okay. So I believe that this proposal or this motion actually violates Tradition 5.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have a second minority opinion. Patty?
Hi all, can I be heard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Patty, ACA. So it says that the fellowship maintain its Tradition 4 option to delist any, quote, only group that negatively affects ACA as a whole. The fellowship does not, through Tradition 4, have the opportunity to delist any only group. That is not the purpose of Tradition 4. The purpose of Tradition 4 is to, the principles behind it is that the actions of individual groups affect, have consequences on the whole, and the fellowship itself has the actions of an individual group has. Okay, thank you,
Patty.
Breaks the Tradition 4, this wording. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no other minority opinion, we'll move to the, I'm sorry, we had, okay, just under the wire, we have one more minority opinion, Mayuri from WB0594. And I apologize for not having read the meeting numbers of the previous. Before we go further, Alaska was WEB0150 and Patty was WEB0515. So, Mayuri, you may speak for 1 minute.
Yeah, thank you, Mary Jo.
leaving room for ambiguity in the rationale for delisting any only group seems like it could be easily used to further oppress marginalized communities. That is the reason for me being against. Thank you. It's basically the last line that is the fellowship maintain its tradition for option onwards. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Okay. We will now do a show of hands to see how many people would like to revote on this motion. Please use your electronic hand to if you'd like to do a revote. Okay, we have 22 people who have raised their hands. Did we establish quorum, Greg? Yeah.
We established quorum as 47.
Okay.
So how many do we have?
We have 22. Does that meet the 40% threshold?
I'll have to check. That's close.
Now we have 23.
Okay. 23.
I would say that we probably did. We're close to 50%.
Yep. Okay. Close to 50%.
Okay. So what that means is that this proposal, or this, I'm sorry, this motion will go back to worldwide online voting after the end of today. And we'll see what the result of the revoting is at that point. Okay, thank you. And then I'll move back to Frederick.